New year, new cycle. That's funny. I think I've been here before. Hey, didn't I do this? I do this every year. There always seems to be a period of time that keeps on coming back and reoccurring. It's sort of a time of year when we have a feeling within us that sort of wakes up. We see people giving and showing compassion and passion that we wonder. It's been 365 days I've spun around on this little blue marble. And what has been the one thing that has happened? Well, it's change. Change happened. How much of the change have we accepted? There is our struggle. We are these eternal beings. We come again and again. And again, we begin a new year. We're like the Roman god Janus, with two faces, one facing the future, one facing the past. Well, that's us. Here we stand. The past is behind us, the future is ahead of us. So begins a new year. So begins a new replenishment. Replenishment of what? Well, of that light that we all are. Otherwise, this holiday or this activity of the sun during this time would have no meaning to us. But this light from the sun has penetrated into the deepest part of the earth. But since the winter solstice, the earth began to turn toward the sun again. The days will become longer, moment by moment, second by second, but change. But there's also an upwelling of energy, psychic energy, spiritual energy. Think of a wave. We're at the bottom of that wave right now. And as theosophists, we are to use the season to our best advantage. So, what do we do? Well, we know what we all do. I'm gonna resolve to be better. I'm gonna resolve to do this. I'm gonna, and we stop because we've heard that if you use your will and make a promise and carry it out, it becomes stronger. But the opposite is also true. If you make a resolution to do something and you do not, you weaken the will unless it is always present. It is always an effort because we're resisting our own natures, that natures which we have developed over this lifetime and over many other lifetimes. Why are we here? Why are we facing another year? Well, hopefully with gratitude. It gives us an opportunity to live, to gain more experience, and hopefully, no more understanding of our own natures. Now we see coming back over and over again certain aspects of ourself. As a student, we are told that we are always to be watchful of our lower nature. Always be watchful. Be vigilant. So, a new year, a new effort. We said that the earth, the rays of the sun have penetrated most deeply into the earth's crust, the earth's surface. Now it begins rising up. Well, that rising up is within all of our natures. We are all rising up, and we can take advantage of that by recognizing our spiritual nature. Recognize that we are not these physical bodies. We are more than that. Recognize that this journey, yes, it's one of the body, because that is the grossest expression of the spiritual nature. But what is happening is that we are moving. We are constantly changing to a more perfect state, ever perfecting our natures. Sometimes unwillingly, but we change through pain and suffering. And sometimes we are blocked from doing things that we want to do so badly. But that's karma. So kindly acts. That's about all that we can do to help each other. A kindly act is a smile, a good wish, or holding your tongue when someone says something that may anger you or may bring up in us a combative feeling. A new year, a new beginning. There is no such thing as failure as long as we keep on trying. But we can't be just trying ignorantly. We need to gain spiritual knowledge. We need to gain a realization of who we are and what we are and why are we here? Where are we going? What is my purpose? Yeah. We ask many questions because we don't have all the answers. We understand more now than we ever have, only because theosophy has shed light upon realities which we had lost in the sea of public opinion and religious thought. Theosophy will be found wherever the mind struggles to be free. So, what can this new year bring? Well, we say, we read in the ocean that the greatest power we have is imagination. Our imagination. Whatever we can imagine, it can be. So how do we become the constructor in the human workshop? Back to this original statement, so kindly deeds. March 21st is the vernal equinox. It's celebrated as the rebirth of the sun. Well, the sun is being born right now. And as a theosophist, how can I take advantage of this rising up? By making a resolution, by resolving to do something, or not so much do, but have a change in one's attitude. And the change in the way one perceives the truth, and a change in how one reacts to the circumstances of life. That's our year-long journey. We have this journey with our best friend, ourselves. We need to treat that self kindly. Be kind to oneself. And kindness can be spread to others. Do not be judgmental. Do not be harsh. Do not be critical. Those can't be resolutions because they're negative. But just be who you are, a ray of sunlight. Even though sometimes when that sunlight is hard getting out of this little box that we've made for ourselves, but we can get out of it by put a smile on your face and have love in your heart. Eventually, it will make out. Well, I'm sure that this time of year is special to everyone. There's many aspects of it that I did not or we did not discuss. Well, we'll give you an opportunity now to perhaps bring up some ideas that you have always heard and wondered about. Yes, SL.
We say new year, new cycle, but the old cycle isn't dead. The impressions, the errors, the effects of the causes set up in the past year will come back again in spite of this new cycle of opportunity. Do they have to influence us the same way? Do we have to repeat the whole cycle, or how can we approach these things as they come back?
Well, how do we approach life? A new year, a new cycle, a new uplift. We have lived now one more year. Well, are there any lessons that we needed to learn during that one year? Do we see challenges before us? We take each day as it comes to us, and we live in the moment. There is nothing else that exists, only this moment. So, what is it that we bring to this moment? Well, ourselves and our vast experience. Now, however, we are able to express that varies in degree. Everyone expresses it differently. But that is life. Life is for the experience of the soul. So if we go and we live this life and we forget or try to forget the year that passes by, we're only fooling ourselves because we're impressed with that year. We have impressed that year. So here we are again, going to impress another year. And how are we going to do that? By the attitude in which we have about life and about living. Theosophy Hall, is there a question?
Well, how do we know this is really matters? It's a lot of people are gloomy this time of year, and you're saying that the light and the life is strong, but we don't see it. Some of us may not feel it either. Are we just supposed to take your word for it?
Well, we don't take our word for anything that we come across. We are to check, test, and verify for ourselves. But think for a moment. Where do you look for gratification? Outside of yourself or within yourself? Where do you turn for your answers to life, outside of ourselves or within ourselves?
Well, our training has been to look outside.
Yes, and we all have done that very well.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is not easy to say, hey, stop. It takes a while to slow down and turn around. But that's what we have all done. Because the answers don't lie outside of us. And that the gloom and despair we see are those that are attached to the results of their actions. And they're attached to the world around them and outside them. So we see the despair and the gloom. But that does but we also know why it is there. And that even though I too, I'm not separate from that, I struggle with that gloom and despair. But through spiritual knowledge, I've come to understand that that's not the reality. SL?
Well, if we use the analogy of a gloomy day, well, we only know it's gloomy because there's sunlight by which we can see that gloom. We cannot perceive the gloominess of the day in the middle of the night when it's all dark. So it requires some inner light, some inner perception, some inner discernment, to know that we are in a difficult situation. That things could be better and they're not the way we want. And it's the desire for those better things that, in a sense, creates the gloom in our that we feel. But even if it's all darkness, like middle of the night, I mean, we could not know that it's darkness without its opposite light. We could not know light unless there was darkness. We were only aware of something by its contrast. So once again, even in the perceived darkness around us or in our nature, it's evidence that we must have experienced or know of light as well. And it sometimes it just takes another person to remind us of that.
Yes, and it's you know when we perceive the darkness, we think that we are in the grips of the unknown, and what in reality we are the light in the darkness. So we just have to stop. Theosophy Hall.
Go ahead.
So one of the things that we were thinking of, it was said during the talk to not that when we're making our resolutions to be to make it a positive one, I will do this or I will do that. But so often when we want to do something, we're checked by karma. So how are those positive resolutions we're making then? How do we combat this idea of being checked by karma?
Well, our entire life is the result of karma. So, whatever we do, I mean, if there is an obstacle, it's an opportunity for us to gain muscle, gain strength. You know, an obstacle, or a hindrance sometimes is necessary to slow us down. You know, it seems that we are living in a world that's going very fast. Everything is changing very quickly. Well, this knowledge, we can gain it quickly, but the perception of time is much different. SL?
Well, karma cannot ever check the causes we set up, can ever check our determination to try, can never check our ability to act. The only thing it can check is how and when those effects will occur. So we exert our will in our motive, in the causes we set up. And therefore, it does not matter to us when they will manifest or how they will be checked or manifested by karma. So, if we focus on that, the will to keep trying, we can deal with those obstructions as they come.
We would think that's probably one of the prerequisites of coming to theosophy. Keep on trying. Just keep on trying. Things that are not understood through time. Through time, one is better able to see the truth in things. Theosophy Hall.
So as far as resolutions go, where does the will come in? Because it's said that if we make our resolutions without being resolute, really, without really meaning it, that our will is weakened. Mark Twain said that quitting smoking is the easiest thing in the world. He's done it thousands. He says, "I've done it thousands of times." So where does the will come in? How do we develop that resoluteness that will carry us through? And what does this time of year have to do with, and why is it such a special time of year for making resolutions? Is there something behind it?
No, there's something within it. It's something, well, just take the physical example of what's going on. The earth is tilted toward the sun. The rays of the sun penetrate the earth most deeply. But as the 21st, the winter solstice comes, the earth begins to tilt back toward the sun again. And the days become longer, and the rays of the sun become more intense. So that alone is an upswell. That sun is our spiritual nature. That the sun represents the true spiritual sun. And we are a ray of that. Everything is founded on that idea that we have not evolved from the earth. We have evolved from the heavens onto the earth and back into the heavens again. So, Well, is anything else? Yes, go ahead.
So we have observed that on a bright winter day, especially when the wind is not blowing too hard and we're out walking around, it really does seem that there's something special about the winter light. It really does seem brighter. We don't know if it's our imagination or not, but it has always seemed to us like a temperate winter day that's very bright with cloudless. It just seems like there's something special to it. That there is some kind of special energy to it.
Yes, that day was made just for you.
Okay.
That
Well,
was a real,
I'll share it with
well,
others.
then thank you very much. And the real spirit of brotherhood. Thank you.
Okay.
SL.
There may be a little bit more to it than that.
Okay.
On the solstice, we're actually closest to the sun. It's only the tilt of the Earth axis that makes it winter. But the orbit is not circular, it's elliptical. And so the sunlight you see really is brighter because you're closer to it.
Thank you for that.
Could you repeat that? We started in I
Did
hear.
you did you for some did you do you care to repeat that? He didn't hear it.
Yeah, sorry. I'm way back in the audience. I don't think you can even see me. So the Earth's orbit is not circular, it's elliptical. And ironically, the Earth is closest to the sun on the winter solstice. So the sunlight that we do see does appear brighter. The reason it's winter is just because the Earth's axis is tilted at a constant 23 degrees. It doesn't tilt back and forth, it doesn't seesaw, it just stays tilted at 23 degrees.
Okay, did you get
Yes,
that?
we heard that, and
Okay, very good.
that was very, very helpful. Yes, and because there is a physical aspect to all of this that's going on, that as above, so below. That this earth is a living being. It is conscious. So that we are living on it and living and breathing. And that the word gratitude has been used by the adepts. That will not be one of their faults. That we need to develop that capacity within ourselves, gratitude. Yes, Theosophy Hall.
Yes, there's another comment here. Go ahead.
Sure. So, we know the winter solstice is the 21st, and it's at that point where the days start to become longer. So there's more and more light with each day, and that's what was celebrated by the ancients, by the pagans, etc. HPB talks about this. She says, in addition to that, is January 4th, which is known as the perihelion. It's the day, the perihelion, January 4th and 5th. But in particular, she talks about the 4th, when the Earth is closest to the sun. And she says that that is the day that esotericists should consider the beginning of the new year. Why?
Why is January 4th considered by esotericists to be the beginning of the new year? The sun supposedly is. We are the absolute closest on that particular day, apparently, according to the comment.
So I think that would be the answer. Yes, SL.
In addition to that, if we look at the sun as being closest and lighting up the earth most intensely with its rays at that point, It corresponds to the lighting up of minds of humanity, and thus beginning a new cycle of evolution, a new year or cycle of growth on this planet, which is said to have occurred millions of years ago. So in that sense, it's a commemoration, just like we would celebrate a birthday or the day we are born. Well, the rebirth or the birth of self-consciousness is said to have occurred around that time. But also in regard to the question, what's special about this time of year? HPB refers to this statement that between the winter solstice and the vernal equinox, the astral light of the earth is young. And we always wondered what that meant. And it would seem that the astral light, like the astral body, when it's young, is very impressionable to ideas, very sensitive, and also the most energetic in its influence on the development of the outer form. So at this time of year, the ideas we have are most impressionable on those inner aspects of ourselves and nature. And if the ideas we set up have the benefit of that increased energy we have from nature during this cycle of the year. So riding the tide, so to speak.
Yes. Grabbing that upswelling feeling that now begins. Yes, is there any other questions?
If he has a question, Ryan.
Who does?
JB.
Yes, please, JB.
Yeah. Theosophy talks about cycles of initiation, and could it be beneficial for us to look at, you know, each new year or each cycle as a period of initiation or a chance to participate in our spiritual evolution and speed it up through, you know, an initiatory cycle that's naturally occurring each year?
Well, we think that our life is a series of initiations. You know, and the little deeds and activities of life are initiations. You know, that we come into this philosophy and we begin talking about reincarnation and karma. Well, that's an initiation. Initiation back into the truth. Into the true philosophy. How we act with each other is an initiation. You know, so kindly acts. You know, that we take life as being sacred, so that everything that we do has meaning. And if we can learn from those mistakes that we have made, and even learn from those things that we may have enjoyed, but look at them with a clear eye. You know, Theosophy Hall.
So it sounds like initiation is an ongoing process, and it's not so much an external as laying hands on someone or apostolic succession, if you would, just to use an example. But it's a series of progressive awakenings that perhaps more than an outward, more inward.
We would think that would be what it is. It's an inward awakening, an awakening of the truth, and an awakening to the fact that we are not separate from each other. You know, there's There's all kinds of, our perception of what is real. We live in a world that is constantly changing. I think someone put that to music, in fact, that we live in a world of where it's constantly changing. So what can we do to be a positive influence on that? By our thought, will, and feeling. So that the fact that we are studying these ideas, we are looking for the unity of life. We're looking for the harmony that exists between all of us, but we deny it because of that personal nature. So that's an initiation, Theosophy Hall.
There's an expression we've heard, change cannot see change. Only that which is permanent can see it. So, what is meant by change cannot see change? And we're wondering too, is if we're not focused and we're scattered and we're outwardly directed and very materialistic. Well, we're always kind of looking for change and in that change, and our heads are spinning. So,
Well, you're correcto mundo, because the world is very chaotic, and unless you have that place where you can go, where there is no change, there is that place where you are the witness and the perceiver. You are not any of the things that are being perceived. It's we are told that we need to develop our meditation. Well, what does that mean? Well, I think it simply is telling us that we need to be able to concentrate. We need to be able to focus our minds. Because we're not going to be able to be of any real benefit to anyone if we cannot control the mind in which we are, that which we use in this incarnation. Who's in control? The rider or the horse? Theosophy Hall.
Well, when it comes to meditation and being in control, that requires a certain amount of the use of will, right? And also, so too, at the beginning of the year, when we make a resolution without the use of will, we're probably not going to stick to it. So, what does Theosophy tell us about the development of will?
Will, what is will? Will is a spiritual power. But behind will stands desire. We need to desire. That's why we are told that we need to quiet that lower mind, those passions and desires. So that we can concentrate on the will, on that higher aspect of our being, our spiritual nature. That is how we can help humanity by the identifying not with the body, but with the mind and the spirit. And if we do that, we identify with everyone. Everyone has consciousness. Everyone has colored their consciousness differently from their experience, and everyone have experienced life in a different manner by his karma. We have seen the results. However, as said, we keep on doing, keep on trying. You know, nothing limits us but ourselves. Karma doesn't block us. It just shows us. SL?
If we view will as a colorless creative force, it's our individual desire that gives it direction. So Mr. Judge suggests to us that in formulating our resolutions, we should resolve to do the highest we can, because it takes just as much desire to reach a high resolution as it does a lower one. But the benefit, the results will be that much better for us and higher if we formulate the highest ideal we can. And hopefully it'll be a better ideal than it was last year as the result of our experience.
Yes, and it keeps on changing. We resolve to do something, we try, and it manifests in a certain way. But that doesn't mean we're satisfied, that we try maybe in a different way. But we keep on trying. LP? Unmute? Unmute? LP.
I didn't recognize my initials. I find that one of the greatest problems with resolutions is we're so busy looking at ourselves, we neglect all the opportunities that already exist all around us. If instead we would recognize each time a chance to sow a kindly act, even so small, no one would notice. But if we focus on that and not on me, I am just one of how many gazillions, identical hearts and minds in progress. Think about everyone around you and stop focusing on you.
Yes. That impersonal attitude, you know, that selfishness is sort of a process we all go through until we realize that nothing belongs to us. We're only using it for a short time. And that if we cannot share it, it's not worth having. So, yes, we live in a world of me, me, me. But as was expressed, it is all of us that are in this together. It's the great Mahayana, the large boat. We're in it all together. And that what we do to one, we do to each other. And we are so intimately connected. So we want to start this new year with a fresh start, with fresh ideas. Theosophy Hall, are you going to be fresh?
Well, these ideas they're ancient, but they're not stale.
They're very fresh.
Yeah, they're very fresh. They're ever fresh. So there's a progression from selfish to unselfish to selfless. And unselfish is a good way to start, but how do we get from unselfish to selfless? What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What's it all about?
Well, what's that all about? I think the Bhagavad Gita tells us straight out what we have to do. Don't look for the results or the rewards of our actions. Do what needs to be done and leave the results to the law. As was said before, get the me out of it. It's not about me, it's about us.
But that's scary. Letting go is a scary process. How can we trust? How can we trust the law?
That's the question, isn't it?
Right.
That's the question. Are you brave enough? Are you daring enough to trust in the universe that what comes to you is what I've prepared for myself?
There's
Now,
another, sorry, there's
no, go
another hand
ahead.
here. Another hand here. Go ahead.
Well, we think one of the things we can do in regards to trusting is that the philosophy talks about your intuition. So we have to keep trying. And if we make a mistake, we keep trying. I mean, we're encouraged to do that, that if we fail, keep trying, get up, get going, and try again. Eventually, our intuition will kick in and we'll just know what is the right thing to do.
Yes, and you know, we say there are no mistakes, not if one is paying attention. You know, that's just another opportunity. You know, something you didn't see before that we see now. A new year, a new beginning. Well, we're not traveling in the same space within the universe. We're going into new space. New lives are going to be affecting us. LP?
But if one would focus on what one can do and leave the other to the karma, I mean, maybe we'll never improve in that area where we're looking because it's a karmic thing if we just accept that and place our energy where it's useful. What about the things we can learn and do? So, again, the focus is off yourself and on what you can manage to accomplish.
Well, to be very honest with you, we sit, that sounds like the perfect resolution. You know, that we need to resolve to be better, to be more understanding, be more patient, be more loving, more detached. There are things that we need to develop in ourselves, but we have to see. Happy New Year. This is going to be a year which we all will remember. And hopefully, we will see you here again next year, maybe a little bit higher on the cycle. But looking forward to seeing you all again. Happy New Year.